Heart disease risk calculators attempt to take a group of risk factors and use them to pinpoint an individual's risk for heart disease. Then strategies are employed to minimize it. But a comparative study of these tools by Johns Hopkins preventive cardiologist Michael Blaha and colleagues found heart disease risk was overestimated. Blaha says the most likely reason is the risk factors themselves.
Risk factor relationships may be changing. Many of the risk factors are binary. For example, you either smoke or you don't smoke. But we know now people smoke less than they used to. The tar content of cigarettes has changed. And maybe the smoking term might not be calibrated as well now compared to when it was derived from generations ago. Background things that we don't measure have changed. Trans fat intake, salt intake, public smoking bans, secondhand smoke exposure have all changed, and those don't necessarily captured in the risk factors in the equations, which might explain why we're seeing some overestimation of risk now.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.